This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump posted a $200,000 bond after being booked on felony charges of racketeering and conspiracy linked to his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 re-election loss in the state of Georgia. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Trump arrived at the jail shortly after 7:30 p.m. local time. As part of the process, his mugshot was taken and later released to the media. It marked an unprecedented fourth time that Trump was to be arrested and booked in the past 5 months, but the first time his picture was taken. Trump was released pending trial after paying a $200,000 bond his lawyers negotiated earlier this week with Fulton County Prosecutor Fonnie Willis. Before boarding his plane at Atlanta's airport, he spoke briefly with reporters about his arrest, calling it a travesty of justice.
What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An intelligence assessment says intentional explosion caused Wednesday's plane crash in Russia. Russia, that is. Sagar Magani has the story.
The crash came 2 months after Yevgeny Prigozhin's Wagner group staged a short-lived uprising challenging Vladimir Putin.
It's likely Prigozhin was killed.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon would not say exactly how intelligence officials believe the plane went down.
The press reporting stating that there was some type of surface-to-air missile that took down the plane, that we assess that information to be inaccurate.
One official says it's very likely Prigozhin was targeted for taking on Putin. Who in remarks carried on RURTR called the Wagner chief a talented man who made serious mistakes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Norway is donating F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said on a visit to Kyiv on Thursday. The exact number of the donated jets was not immediately clear, but Gahr Støre said that it would probably be fewer than 10. Norway is the third European country after the Netherlands and Denmark to announce donations of fighter jets to Ukraine for use in Ukraine's fight against Russia. The U.S. Defense Department announcing Thursday the U.S. will begin training Ukrainians to fly and maintain F-16 fighter aircraft at an air base in Arizona. Brigadier General Pat Ryder told reporters training is expected to begin in October for several pilots and dozens of support workers following language training in Texas in September.
Although some Ukrainian pilots have English language skills, we are anticipating that all of the pilots coming to the United States will require some level of additional English language instruction, given the complexities and the specialized English that's required to fly these aircraft.
The Pentagon did not have an exact number of Ukrainians taking part in that training. Firefighters in Greece are struggling to control wildfires, which includes the European Union's largest blaze on record. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
The wildfires have left over 18 people dead over the last week, the majority of which were migrants who crossed the nearby border with Turkey. Two of the dead were young boys aged between 10 and 15. Their bodies were found by firefighters near a shack in a burnt forest area near Alexandroupolis in northeastern Greece. The wildfire in Alexandroupolis continued for a sixth day as it combined with smaller nearby fires. Romanian firefighters joined with the Greeks to help battle the blazes, declared to be the largest on record that the EU has faced. In Athens, Greek firefighting helicopters attempted to extinguish a major wildfire burning on the northwestern fringes of the capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of people are planning to rally and march here in Washington Saturday, time to the 60th anniversary of the historic March on Washington, demanding an end of racial discrimination. The event takes place on the National Mall, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech of equality for all Americans on August 28, 1963. And China's biggest salt producer urging people against panic buying after Japan began discharging treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant on Thursday, despite firm opposition from Beijing. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.